Welcome everybody to Uncle, the first podcast to take place live from a king-size bed. We've done it all from recording on the Rock of Love tour bus all the way to Hedonism 2. I'm your main host, Franklin, and as always, I'm joined by the coolest uncle of my whole shagadelic world, Uncle Howard.
Franklin, you know what it's all about with us, with all real men. It's all about one thing, man. It's the one thing you can't put a price on. It's respect.
Respect. Franklin,
I got a hell of a lot of respect for you, brother, and I stand on that. I put that on my name.
Oh, I got respect for you too, big man. I got a lot of respect for you. You know, I wouldn't let somebody from a place like Maine talk trash about you, all right?
Yeah, you know, the only thing I'm interested in Maine is draining the Maine vein.
The Maine vein.
This is Brazil.
That's right. We got kind of a soundboard going here.
Testing out new technology.
Yeah, we couldn't continue to pay for Riverside, so...
They were blowing it. So I called up my friend Elon. I said, Elon, cut all this bullshit out and make us a new thing. He made us...
You didn't make a shit, dude. Fuck that. This is self-made, you know, this is...
Self-made men, brother.
We're testing out... Some of these are just...
Have you ever had sex before?
I'm going to blow through...
Crap, it's Quagmire. I don't want him knowing about this. He's always trying to horn in on our plans.
Whoa.
There's a lot.
Quagmire.
There's a lot here, you know. You could also, you know... Get in on the soundboard thing. I'll show you next time. But
all right, next time, brother. Yeah. But for now, you're doing great.
There's a lot of pots, a lot of fires in the oven. Situation. Yeah. Call it.
Yeah, there's fires in the oven and irons in the fire. I think.
So irons in the fire. Right. So tonight's the Oscars.
Yep. You got Oscar fever, man.
I got the Oscar fever, man.
It's gonna be. Hollywood's hottest looks on the red carpet.
Oh, I am somewhat of an aficionado at that.
I've heard about that, man. do you think there's going to be any controversies tonight?
Yes, I think. I think.
Remember the slap?
The slap? Remember the photo? Yep. The impeccable photo Ellen took?
What was it, the Oscars, where Jimmy Kimmel got in trouble for laying on the ground for some reason? People were mad at him. He laid on the ground, and people were like, that's very disrespectful.
Didn't Seth MacFarlane sing We Saw You Nude?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the Oscars or the VMAs?
It might have been the Golden Globes. Could have been the Tonys.
Oh, Golden Globes. We're not talking about Sydney Sweeney right now, are we?
Hey, brother. She's a... There's been a lot of articles written about her, because no one's ever seen a woman with a bosom before.
This is... Yeah, I mean, far be it for me to ask you, where do you stand on breasts, Uncle Howard?
You know? I'm too much of a gentleman to stand on them.
I'm cut out the loop here. I don't really know what's going on. I don't know. I see screenshots here and there, but I'm not really in the loop per se. But my theory is... I think all of this is people trying to find a way to be respectfully horny, but they can't figure it out, so they have to write about her tits. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. They can't just be like, you know, when Bugs Bunny would see a babe and his eyes would go boop, boop, and then his heart would shoot out of his chest and he would thump his leg on the ground and his head would turn into a wolf, and then his head would turn into a train whistle. And his cummerbund would roll all the way up and smack him in the face.
And the tongue would roll out.
That's like
the
wolf.
There's a few guys in the Looney Tunes family that... Yeah,
they all got horny the same way, really.
In the Looney Tunes universe, that is just how you get horny. And I think we could learn something from that, because I don't think you need to write a 2,000-word piece article about... you know, about boobs and like, hey, you know, it's okay. You know, we, you know, I don't, obviously, you know what I mean? I ain't much for reading,
No,
you
you're not
know?
a reader, but that's okay. That's what makes God, guns, and glory great.
I ain't hard of reading, I just choose not to.
You said not for me. You know, though, I think some stuff we should start thinking more about. What would Bugs Bunny do? Would Bugs Bunny write this 2,000-word article about Sydney Sweeney's boobs, or would just his eyes turn into big hearts and bulge 7 feet out of his face?
I think that's the proper. I think the thing is, like, this is the elite, like, the elitist way to be like, me and you don't, me and you, sir, we don't get horny the same way. Like, oh, I enjoy a fine wine. You don't, you know, you enjoy your Pinot de Janeiro kind of wine. Like, I enjoy the good stuff, you know?
You call it peanut, I call it Pinot.
Like, so this is like a sophisticated, again, I'm just creating a narrative here. I'm just having a discussion, and I think the elites are trying to tell me when I can and can't be horny.
Brother, they are. They want to control everything that you do, man. They want to control your mind. They want to control your dick. It's out of line, is what it is.
So what's the right way to be horny? Do I need a do I need an ascot?
You have to have those, glasses that they are on a stick, so you
At
hold
the
them up to
opera?
your eye. Yeah, like opera ones, and then you go,
That might
"I
help, though.
say."
That might help. That might
Yeah,
enhance
I'd
the
probably use
experience.
those. I'd be peeping on a Sydney Sweeney like a general in a war with binoculars, hiding behind a pile of sandbags, saying, "Zero in on that."
He'd be like a Kelsey Grammer in a down Periscope coming in through there, looking from the submarine.
Yeah, I'd come in on a submarine.
You
She wouldn't
know,
even know I was there.
you could be, you know, utilizing technology. You could be getting breasts live via satellite, like they do for Monday
Oh,
Night Raw when the guy's out of town. There
I
like,
would love to use. Who do you think has used military spy tech for the horniest reasons?
well, we can't condone that because that's
No,
like,
that's too much. But
that's
I
spying.
mean, but what if you were just like, hey, zero in on that Zumba class?
I don't know, man. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure, like, the intersection between like drone enthusiast and horn dogs, like that Venn diagram, is
You ever
solid
been
circle.
out? Yeah, you ever been out hiking and there's a drone flying around over you? It really pisses me off. I'm like, what are you looking at, you pervert?
You gotta
I'm just
grab your
not.
crotch when you see a drone.
I usually give it a. I give it, the like, you know that face Billy Idol makes, where he's like, "Nyeh." I
Oh, like a
do that.
punk face?
Yeah, I make a punk face at it.
Like, bleh. Like
Yeah,
Avril would do.
I go like, "Up your arse."
Yeah. I see, I don't get a lot of drones, I think because they're too scared of me doing a roundhouse on them.
Yeah, you do like the Ryu kick.
Like X-Pac.
Yeah, oh man. Could you
X-Pac.
imagine X-Pac kicking a drone out of the sky?
I mean, if he's...
Giggity, giggity,
That's right. Sorry. Yeah,
giggity.
like
Man.
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess we could learn something from Bugs Bunny, and we can learn something from the you know, the horn dog elitist with, because yeah, those binocular type things you hold with one arm
Yeah,
with the
that's.
little thing attached.
You know, it's what I always say is, if one side's telling you the other side's full of crap, it means they don't trust their own beliefs enough. So you gotta say, all right, horn dog elitists, what do you have to say? What can I take from you and learn from you?
Relax! Don't push it! You embarrass me!
That's what I have to say to them sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, we can all. I think that's the thing about, you know, what people don't realize, you know, is I can learn from my neighbor, and you know,
Yeah.
the way I get horny isn't the way everybody should get horny, and that's okay.
Yeah, what's right for me might not be right for you.
But like, don't tell me like how to go about it either, you know.
Leave it to me. I've been doing it on my own for plenty of years.
I got a lot of experience in this, pal.
Yeah. I know how to do it just fine.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane saying, go out and have a good evening, Seattle. You deserve it.
That's right. Go on and have a good horny evening, everybody. Yeah. You deserve it.
And he did.
Fraser Crane's a horny guy, yeah.
He is. He is horny as hell, man. He's not bald. It's a solar panel for a sex machine.
You love those kind of t-shirts that have those kind of... horny things.
I like the sassy lady ones too that say like 51% sweetheart, 49% bitch. Don't push your luck.
Yeah, let me see. I was trying to mute myself typing. Oh, you see, yeah. I forget you could see my screen now. I mean, yeah, we're right next to each other.
Yeah, because I got my spy satellite.
That's right. I'm just trying to find other horny Davidson. Okay. That's cool. Smile if you're horny. I love New York. So a lot of these are like I'm trying to look for that specific like novelty shop kind of thing. You know, like
you got on a boardwalk shop or something.
I do apologize everybody for the loud type. I had to change my recording studio up kind of.
I like it.
This
humanizes you.
Fuck that, man. I'm not validating you and your coins, brother.
I'm a coin man. Yeah. I'm a card man. I'm a little action figure man. You're a typist.
Yeah, that's fucking Christ. Well, yeah, I suppose so. These are all whack that we're looking at here. Just horny with like a unicorn.
Yeah, sexual innuendo club.
Size doesn't matter, and it's like a horny like leprechaun dude.
The one, it's like the New York Yankees logo, but it says whore, and the knee is the NY.
Yeah, these aren't good. Google's not coming through here.
There is one. It looks like Naughty by Nature. It said horny.
Yeah, it's an ailment. You know, you just live with it.
That is cool. I'm gonna look up something on my own.
Look up something on your own, man. Look up. What are you looking up?
What's the horniest country?
I mean, is not USA.
No. The global? No, it's not, my man. Number one is Australia. Number two is Brazil.
I don't know.
I know.
Well, now you do. It's Australia.
Australia's being horny, huh? That's interesting. Yeah. See,
now I don't know if I agree with this list because they say the least horny nation is India.
Yeah. Yeah.
I call that into question.
Yeah. That's again doth protest too much. kind of thing, but I mean, I think you'll find that all countries are pretty unlike I think the divide gap of like Australia considered the horniest, the most horniest and the least horniest, it's a very small margin. Cuz we're all human, brother.
We are, man. It's not about what divides us. It's about what defines us. They do say, however, and I believe this, Greece is very horny. Trade
Federation. Sorry. What were you saying?
Greece is very horny.
Greece is very horny. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about Greece, but I know they're horny over there.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Like, if we're going down to the States, Vermont's probably, like, the least horny.
Yeah, there's no way. Vermont's got, what, no strip clubs at all now?
Strip clubs at all. And I like how that was trying to, like, somebody in our Discord was trying to spin that, like, as, like a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, how is that ever a good thing?
Yeah. That's no wonder Bernie Sanders is so stressed out all the time.
Yeah, right? Can't unwind. You can't go to Magic City or Tootsie's.
Yeah,
or Dean's Gold. It's funny how there's a Dean's Gold, but Dean would never go to Dean's Gold.
He might.
Would he?
I love Dean's Gold.
Dean's Gold member.
Yeah.
Oh.
My ass isn't fuego.
I found the worst soundboard ever, Uncle Howard, because it would just give me lines of dialogue. These are the carefully selected ones I got.
But that's like, cool. Yeah. Here, play
which one you want me to play?
Go left, all the way left.
All the way left.
And then up the blue there.
Are you out of your fucking mind? Beyonce, sweetie, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that an ugly ass bitch like this would even say that. Oh my god, are you fucking insane?
It's when somebody said she looked like Beyonce and she's like, bitch, you look like Luther Vandross. And it was just, it was too brutal. Like, there's like Sex in the City
My
stuff.
My name is Carrie Bradshaw, and I'm a writer.
That's a good one. They're
very
that
Uncle Howard approved.
That one's got a sticker around.
Oh god, what's this one? Oh, it's a millionaire. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh yeah, that's okay. Well, that's all right.
They have one like from the video game. I mean, yeah. I don't want to get too into the fucking mechanics of the soundboard here, you know.
Yeah, but, that's people don't want to know too much about what's going on.
That's
the
right.
Scenes.
That's right.
Liar.
Well, fair enough here. So I want to actually, you know, our geography talks are. I mean, we're kind of a geography podcast to some extent.
Yeah,
you know,
like, we are.
I mean, I guess we agree Vermont's the least horniest.
Yeah, kinda. Vermont's got to be the least horniest. Probably the horniest. Yeah, I hate to give it to him, but Ohio.
I think so. Like, I think they're very online, and when you're online, you just find a lot of reasons to be horny.
Yeah, they're not satisfied by Sydney Sweeney because they're too deep.
Yeah, there are other levels. There are other levels. You know, like guys like us who like watch a lot of wrestling, and somebody's like, "Oh man, did you see that awesome match of like Damian Priest and JD McDonagh?"
We're
like, "No," because we watch like fucking, you know, like Shibata and shit, you know, and like,
yeah, we're not that hard up for wrestling that we're like, actually, like low key, Madcap Moss is like really good.
Yeah, no, because we have, you know, it's just, you know, broader taste, you know, more refined taste, you know, we enjoy the talented ones, the grand nanny was of the world.
Yeah, Super Delphin.
Mm-hmm. That Michinoku Pro 93. Mm-hmm. That's a mixtape. So, you know, I mean, nothing against liking the modern WWE. You know, I heard somebody on Reddit call it the dub.
Oh, yeah, that's a dub right there.
The dub. That's not a name that's going to fucking stick.
Did you see that thing on Reddit where they're talking about how the pay-per-view out of Australia only had like 45 minutes total wrestling? And they're like, well, who cares? Like, if people, like, maybe they just want to see the catchphrases and stuff. They probably had a really good time.
Yeah. I mean, whack, I wouldn't, dude. But yeah, that's fucking whack. If I went to Wembley and I did go to Wembley and there's 45 minutes of wrestling. I was pretty drunk, so there could have very well been.
No, there was a lot.
There's a lot. There's, I know. There, I'm well aware.
Yeah.
I mean, why is WWE hot right now?
You know why? Because it's just I don't know why, man. Why is
it?
It's like
aside from Dwanta Claus.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And the Cody Crybaby.
You got him good there.
Yeah.
Still got that one.
That's what I say when I hear someone big up in the E.
Yeah, I don't get it. If I have to break it down, I think it's really good. Like, if you've never watched wrestling and you have to watch wrestling once and you're not a fan, like, I guess that's the easiest form of wrestling to consume because it's like lasers and pyrotechnics and, like, you know, the commentators explaining everything.
Say everybody's catchphrase over and over and over.
Fuck, is it annoying? That's the most annoying, because everybody has to be a thing.
It's Seth freaking Rollins.
It's the architect. He's, and don't forget, he's Senor Money in the Bank, meaning he could cash that in at any point. They treat everybody like they're watching for the first time.
Yeah, and people are like, I can't believe how good Michael Cole is.
Yo, isn't that the fucking wildest shit that they're like, man, with Vince and Kevin Dunn gone, it's a totally different product.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not. It's the fucking same. There's still 100 camera cuts.
Yeah. Like, all the moves are so, like, cooperated looking, I think, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're like, oopsie daisy, here I go.
Right. It's a lot of weird zoom still and, like, the 10 punches in the corner. Like, it's the house style. Like, one motherfucker being gone is not going to change shit. The house style is the house style. Like, that's how it looks.
It's not like if Johnny McDonald's quit, all of a sudden they're going to start serving you a filet mignon.
Right? I mean, I know we're being haters, but, like, I'm just puzzled to the people. Like, I think it's gaslighting. I think that's what it is.
It's some sort of weird brand loyalty thing, I guess. Yeah. It's like, but it's like people who are all about wearing Fila's when Nike exists, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I think the issue is, I think AEW fans got too annoying that they're just so happy that they just don't like AEW fans being annoying as less than actually liking WWE. That's my theory.
Yeah, well, it's because the AEW fans, we're taking too many dubs left over.
Too
right.
many dubs, man. Too many dubs, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
feels
true.
Feels damn good to be all elite.
I'm glad. Are you back on board? I know you had a little, you were a little not too sure of yourself, but.
Yeah, I was a little just like, all right. Because after a while, you know, when you watch wrestling a bunch, you're kind of like, I get it. you know, like. Right. Like every match is not too different. I mean, there's good, but you know, the guy, that's why I say wrestling's very easy to do.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you have the good guy come out. He starts off hot. He's doing good. Heel mm-hmm. cheats. Heel mm-hmm. gets an advantage for a while. Get a little bit of hope spots back and forth, you know?
Oh, brother. This is psychology, man. Hey, am I talking to Jim Cornette, Eric Bischoff here? hey, Connie, what's going on?
See, it's very easy.
It is very easy.
There's no surprise. It's not like in Endgame when you were surprised. Oh, you know, I can't believe Tony died. Stuff like that.
Right. I saw a YouTube video that compared Seth and Cody to the Captain America and Iron Man.
Brother, that pisses me.
They're like WWE's telling the same story. Oh, and I guess Roman was Thanos.
Ugh.
God. Yeah. Well, that's the dub for you, brother. What can I let's switch away from the wrestling talk, you know?
Okay, yeah. Let's get Champ back on board.
Very Shagadelic, baby. Yeah, we don't want to lose Champ. That's the main thing. If we've lost Champ, we've lost the show, essentially.
Yeah, we need Champ. We need,
That's about it. That's about it nowadays, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. You know, I see Daylight Savings Time has hit you guys. It hasn't hit us yet.
Oh, yeah, no, it's beautiful here. There's so much more daylight than there's ever been.
Nice.
The babes are out in their bikinis.
Oh, my God. You know what I notice here? First off, somebody, like asked me if I was really living in the UK. I am. I don't know why, like, I got asked, like, I'm doing a bit, but that's fine. I mean, I guess, it, like, it's a really weird bit to fucking do.
It is a weird bit.
But you know what I noticed here with babes? So, like, you know, you can't really wear fucking bikinis here because it's always cold. But so all the ladies here do up their hair. Like, everybody's hair is very nice and pretty. They do up the hair. So, like, everywhere you see, like, I'm going on the train, it's like hair, 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 hair. You know, it's like, Jesus Christ, is this Vidal Saloon? Is this Alberto VO5?
It's you know what, they do it because the bikini is the hair of the body.
It is that hair is what's making up for the lack of cleave.
Yeah,
and I don't mean Cleveland Brown, friend of the show.
No, or Beaver Cleaver.
Or Beaver Cleavage.
That one of the great wrestlers of all time.
One of the greats, man. Oh, but, yeah. What's this
what?
One? Oh, it's the music. Sorry.
Oh.
That's the piss break music.
Oh, that's a good piss break.
Yes. Evidently, madam, you and I differ greatly in our conception of beauty.
You're going to have fun when I give you this soundboard because it is truly the worst soundboard.
Hey, that's a cool one.
I don't know, man. Like, okay, do you want to see, like, let's get into it. Do you see, like, some of these?
Oh, yeah. Monty Mole sounds?
They're all very short. They're all super short sounds, and they don't, and it's Monty Mole from Mario Kart Wii, specifically.
Yeah, so, one of the most iconic representations. Yeah.
So this is Monty Mole. And the last one. Okay, the last one works.
Those are damn good.
Oh, God. So, like, I mean, I don't understand the variety. It honestly seems like people just upload, like, whole things of dialogue as well. And, like, it's just wild to me. They have Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is kind of the common one. Did you,
There's Lobot sounds.
Again, he doesn't speak.
Yeah.
So,
Q-Bert. Borat. That's
Borat's pretty good, yeah. But even then, like, it doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, Rambo. There's some really good stuff in here. Actually, moaning sounds.
I don't. There's like porno ones as well.
Yeah.
Is Peter Griffin as a lady?
Lex Luger sounds.
It's all from the same promo. So, Luigi sounds in Mario Party.
Keyboard sounds for people who don't get enough of you typing away.
Oh, you motherfucker! You motherfucker! That is some nerve. All right, well, I will stop here, but you will be in charge of this next time, so best of luck, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, have fun with that shit.
I'm going to do great.
No. Well, I think we could, you know what? I mean, we haven't gotten any warnings yet from Zoom. So we have traditions here in the king-size bed, don't we, Uncle Howard?
Yeah, we sure do, brother man.
Damn, I was hoping to go on a little longer, having a sip of beer.
Right, the traditions that make us great.
That's right. And we like to pop in a movie in the king-size bed every once in a while. Right before bed, we love the movies. Don't have that sound just yet. I do apologize.
The movies.
And it's, you know, again, Oscar season. So I decided to watch one of those Oscar flicks. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I popped on, I watched Poor Things. Have you seen that?
No, I heard it's a wild ride.
It is a wild ride. There's sex.
Ooh.
There's sex in it. Mm-hmm. So, you have the Green Goblin is in it.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you have the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Eric
right.
Bana?
Not quite.
Edward Norton.
Not quite.
Bill Bixby.
That's right. You have, you know, Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You got me feeling hella good, so let's just keep on dancing. Bow, 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 da,
now. Is she Gwen still? Stacy. Is she still with Gavin?
Yeah, I think she's with Gavin Newsom.
Did Gwen, what's her homegirl's name?
No, Gwen is with
Stefani,
the countryman. From the show.
The country man? Who is she fucking? Yeah. Like, Toby Keith? Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah, she's with Toby Keith or some shit.
Toby Keith is
he's an RIP.
He's an RIP from the TNA inaugural show.
Damn, he was damn good, man. Sure. Me and Fring are big fans of his.
Nice. Oh, wait, she's no longer with Blake Shelton.
Oh.
Or wait, no, she is. She's no longer. Gavin got the boot.
Poor Gavin, man. That's Gavin's a better looking guy than Blake Shelton.
What's so Gavin Rosdale known for?
He's in the band Bush.
Okay.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, brother. Bush. That's what I'm using my spy cameras to look at.
No. Okay, so Gwen Stefani, she's kind of bored. So I saw Poor Things, right? So let me give you the whole thing, you know, spoilers and what have you. So Willem Dafoe. He's like a mad scientist, you know. He's like Dr. Frankenstein, because it's actually the doctor that's named Frankenstein and not the monster.
Not the monster.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Common misconception. I think they were both named Frankenstein.
Yeah. Who cares?
What a thing to correct somebody on.
Yeah, also, I mean, it's kind of like his son, so you wouldn't say, like, oh, that's not actually, you know, he's not actually Busey, he's Jake Busey.
Yeah, he's not actually Busey, he's Jake. It's like, no, that's not how. All right, so he gets this, like, lifeless body of, like, Emma Stone's, right?
Beautiful.
And he takes, like, the brain of a baby, and he puts it into this... To this fully grown woman, and he resurrects her. But you know, she's fully grown, but she's has the mind of a baby. You know,
okay.
Like,
yeah, yeah. She's like, wah.
Mama. you know, kind of stuff. So, you know, she's a fucking idiot, you know, but, you know. Yeah,
babies are stupid.
Babies are notoriously stupid. So, I don't know, you know, he hires one of his students to, like, watch over and document her progress. And, you know, so she's walking around the house. She's walking around the house, like, pissing on the floor and just like, oh, piss. Laughing it up, which is.
Yeah, again, funny.
Unbecoming behavior. But, yeah, it is very funny. So, yeah, she's just kind of goofy. There's a lot of black and white, and then there's not black and white. So I don't know if they had a problem with the color in the movie.
Yeah.
They could have used some cerveza cristal in that shit. Because I could have, yeah. So, whatever. So, Mark Ruffalo is like, oh, I'm enchanted. And this is when she, like, becomes a little bit more mature, Emma Stone. And, you know, he's like, I want to take her out to see the world, you know, and, you know, he has some, you know, he's not a good guy, right?
Like, right.
He wants to take her, you know, see the world, you know, but like, he has other things
in his eyes.
That's right. So yeah. I don't know. He takes her to some fucking, I think some made up countries and shit like that. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Like some Europe,
Vermont.
It's like a Europe thing. Like they look like a Wes Anderson fake country, you know,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, like, yeah, but of course.
Yeah, it's like okay, yeah, that place exists, and all these people are speaking fucking. None of these people are speaking English. Like, get the fuck out of here. Turns out they have a lot of sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, well, I like this, you know.
Yeah.
So after a while, she's like. She wants to help poor people, so she steals money from him to try to give to the poor people.
Ugh.
Only thing is, then they end up poor because she tried giving her money to them, their money. So she has to become a sex worker in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You see many flaccid dicks in this movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're very funny to look at, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's the line between... You don't see hard dicks in movies, do you?
No, you never do.
I think that's what makes it a porno, is the fact that it's erect.
Yeah. Yeah, a flaccid dick is not a sex dick.
Have you seen many flaccid dicks, like, out before? Like, just in the wild?
Not a lot.
Not a lot? I would say I've seen a lot. Not a lot, like, a lot considering, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Like if you see one a year, I think that'd be a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like, unless they're like, you know what I mean. Yeah, because like at the beach, there'd always be people changing. And so like they do the thing where they're wearing their towel and these guys are wearing it as like a dress kind
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
of course.
And they take off their trunks and they're putting on their like clean pants and all that shit afterwards. The thing is, when they do that, obviously your fucking legs crouch down and like in the flap of a towel, you're just going to see a fucking dick, you know?
You know what I'd say if I saw that? I'd go, oh, hell no.
Ah, I go, nasty.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, I go, oh, I didn't want to see that.
I go,
bleh. Yeah, I'd go, I'd rather see Sydney Sweeney, but I don't want to see your dick, dude.
Yeah, hey there, Tio Tomas.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen a little bit of that on the beach, but I mean... I think the beach, there's like this ambiguous, like, it's the beach, you know, little kind of thing.
Like, but it's a little, the rules are a little looser on the beach.
Yeah, it's a little skewed,
No,
I've seen dicks at the beach. There was a guy at the gym I went to, the LA Fitness. He always had on a Patrick Ewing jersey. He would get naked first, put the jersey on second, still talk to people in the jersey. While cool. Having no bottoms on. And
that's a cool dude.
And then go on his iPad afterwards and stay a few minutes in the locker room. You know?
Checking out the news.
Just like, he's like watching clips and shit off YouTube. I just remember a very large man in a Patrick Ewing jersey and seeing the head of his dick from the bottom of that blue Knicks jersey.
That's beautiful.
That's not orange and blue skies to me, buddy. That's not orange and blue skies. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff, though.
So I saw like a Patrick Ewing, like dicks times four in this movie because she sleeps with a lot of men in it.
Yeah, and you see every one of their dicks.
Thing is, you see their dicks, but then like there's like one guy, like he's completely flaccid, and then he goes in and then like he nuts instantaneously. And yeah. Where's the believability?
It's somewhat
believable. I mean, somewhat believable, but not like like I could believe Tony Stark's nanotech, but I can't believe guys be just nutting flaccid like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on how long his dry spell's been.
That's true. That is very true. So no, this movie, you know, she becomes very smart, actually, and very well-read,
mm-hmm.
you know, and...
That's unfortunate.
I feel like Rhea Perlman could have been in it. I wish she was. That is kind of like the vibes I get, like...
Yeah.
I kind of wish she was running, like, the brothel.
Yeah, at the end, you find out that Rhea Perlman made her.
No, that'd be great. I feel like at a brothel, do they call it that? Because they serve, like, soups there? Do
yeah.
the ladies eat a lot of soups?
Yeah, you don't want to have a heavy meal.
No, that's true. yeah. So anything else about this movie? I think there's, like, commentary. Though that's the thing with these movies, that there's, like a hidden message. They don't tell you what it, you know, what the movie's actually about, you know? Like, yeah. It's a message you find out, you know?
Yeah, you discover it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, women, they, you know, they're smart. They're capable of anything, you know? Yeah.
They are.
They're getting naked sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Not a lot, you know? Not a lot. You know? There's some years I've seen more of Patrick Ewing than I have of
yeah. How's that fair?
Yeah, how is that fair? I swear, yeah, it's not fair at all.
Yeah, no one asks me what I'd rather see.
Yeah, man. Maybe if I went on that guy's iPad, I could have seen other things, but. Fucking bringing an iPad to a gym. Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
Trying to watch Inception or some shit on there. Get the fuck out of here.
Do you live here now or something?
Sorry. That's some nerve, right?
Yeah. Come on, buddy.
Get comfortable, why don't you? Fucking take your dick out and your iPad.
Yeah, hey, settle down. Can I bring you some grapes?
Can I get you a cerveza cristal?
That sounds like a hell of a movie.
It's you know, it's long. It's long. And it's like, yeah, they try to teach you stuff, but you know what? Olivia Wilde tried that. Yeah, that ain't work for me. That's
yeah, that don't work for me, brother.
Yeah. Subtext? Nah, I don't do that. I don't do that shit. Fuck that.
Well, it sounds like a hell of a movie. Try that burger from now on. You get
your. Nope. Here, yes. And we're back, everybody. So yeah, that's Poor Things for you, huh?
That sounds like a hell of a film.
Yeah. Yeah, you see a lot of tush and a lot of fanny, which is a different thing over here. So, yeah. Yeah. What's your movie, big man?
Well, I watched a movie that people were talking about on Twitter. They said this is one of the best movies that's ever been made. You won't believe how good it is. So I watched it. It was called Exists. It's from the same guy who made the Blair Witch Project.
No shit.
But it's about a Bigfoot. And I'm here to tell you, it's not one of the best movies that's ever been made.
No shit.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. It's one of those, you know, found footage deals where they've got the video cameras going all the time, and so it's a group of young, attractive people, believe it or not.
Oh.
And they're going camping at this cabin.
Is it A24?
No, it's not, brother. It's like I said, it's from the Blair Witch guy.
Okay.
It's like a 2004 era movie.
Oh, it's not a new movie.
No, not that new. And
it's 20 years old.
I mean, it's newer than Gone with the Wind.
That's true. So it is a new movie then. Fair enough.
Yeah, it's very new. They got this what do you call it? They got video cameras. They're out there, and there's Bigfoot, and he's real mad at them. When they're driving there, and they're all goofing around, and they hit something with their car, and they're like, "Oh, what was that? I don't know, whatever." And they get to the cabin, and the cabin's all kind of like torn up looking and not good. And they're like, "Here we are. It's gonna be fun." And it turned out the thing they hit with their car was a baby Bigfoot. And so Bigfoot Papa's real mad at them.
Wait. A baby Bigfoot.
Yeah.
So did it look like Stink? Did it look like Stink from Land of the Lost? I apologize for the typing.
He did look exactly.
He looked like Stink from Land of the Lost. Fucking Stink, dude. That is great. Yeah. Fuck it.
there's a guy, he's they go there to do BMX racing or something. So one of the guys is like, I'll ride my bike back to the civilization. Oh, because they're so far out of town, they can't call anybody on their cell phones, right?
Oh, right. And it's the old phones too, so they don't got Pornhub.
Nope. Yeah. Just nothing but calling people.
Just got
and
nothing.
Then the guy, he's riding his bike away, and he gets to call their uncle, and it turns out that the uncle had abandoned the cabin because he saw something scary out there.
Oh, he didn't decide to tell them anything about that?
Well, they didn't know that he was going out. They didn't know.
Oh.
They were like, oh, actually, we didn't tell our uncle that we were out here.
Man, how old are they, like, these, like, groups? They're, like,
you know, they're
young kids,
they're,
like, teens?
They're, like, 20s, 24s. They got, one of them's got a beard. One of them's, you know, a couple of the ladies got some Sydney Sweeney's going on.
They got a very perky attitude.
Yeah, positive attitude.
Very positive. Upbeat.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. This guy on Twitter said it's one of the best movies ever. He's a damn liar.
Oh, my God. You got lied to, dude. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, I
lied to.
Oh, you know what? It's from 2014 too.
That's even more embarrassing because they could have fucking DM'd Shampoodler at that point.
Yeah.
However,
the director Eduardo Sanchez, está uno cubano.
Oh, oye, cabrón,
mi gente.
¿Qué te estás haciendo con esa película?
So yeah, that's the movie I watched. It was, I don't think it got any Academy Awards, but maybe this is its year.
Maybe it's, can a movie like win an Oscar and is like, oh, we forgot about this movie, but shit, it's really good.
Yeah, what about stuff that slipped through, you know, like until you, like, what if I had seen Exist and it was actually really good? I'd be pissed off I didn't get an Academy Award.
Yeah, well, like, would it, like, yeah, it, you know, there's just these good, like, I had never seen Seven Psychopaths before, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's really good. I mean, I thought it was good. Yeah, not really.
Yeah,
good.
I liked
good.
It too.
Yeah.
But like, I thought it was fantastic.
I didn't say fantastic, but it was good, right? Like, it was.
It deserved an Academy Award, didn't it?
Yeah, but like, say I'm on the Academy, right? So I'm just like, just fucking, I don't know. What do they even do all year, bro? Do they just like dick around?
Sit around and watch a couple movies?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
They just like watch like five movies on like their TV and then like, Go down to like fucking Chili's and like,
yeah, call it a day.
Eat a fucking big meal by themselves.
You got some artichoke dip.
Yeah, just like eating like buffalo wings and like having a pitcher for one, and they're just like looking at your phone, scrolling and like seeing what movie you might watch tomorrow.
Yeah. Can I get another glass of water, please?
Yeah, right. You're just like, hey, yeah, let me get a. Oh yeah, no, my date canceled. That's why I'm by myself. And then you like,
yeah.
You, like, have to go to another location for your next lunch because you're afraid they might remember you said that.
Man, I'll tell you one thing. No one in the Academy has ever been on a date.
No. Like, that's a fake job.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, they're not, like reviewing these things with a fine-tooth comb. Like, they're like you and me, dude.
Like, yeah, for sure. They're not like, oh, that's actually about the capitalism of Venezuela.
Right. Do you have like a checklist and you go like, oh, this movie has a cinematography in it.
Yeah.
You go, oh, I like their use of hues and saturation. Like, they're not doing that shit. They're like you or me, and they like watch a few. They go with like the one, so it's like it goes back to the fucking horny shit we were talking about earlier. So like, I think, I mean, I don't mean to get philosophical today. I don't know why I'm on one, but like, I think people, like, the biggest fear, at least my biggest fear, like, you don't want anybody finding out how stupid you really are. Like, that's like the big. For sure. Like,
yeah.
You don't want that. So like, when you hear shit that sounds smart, like, oh yeah, that is capricious and arbitrary, isn't it? So like, you want to go if like somebody on the Academy might want to be like, oh, Fast Five, fucking sick, great ass movie, that should win an award. But then like the Pianist is like, oh, this is fucking boring and stupid, but I don't want to look like a dumbass. So yeah. Like,
oh. Yeah. Roger Ebert said it was good, so I guess I better like it too.
Roger Ebert also said some shit about Ryan Dunn.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It was fucked up.
It was fucked up.
Yeah. He could have said the same thing he said without being mean about it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let this be like a learning point. That could be like a constructive thing to say.
Yeah, instead of just, you know what, because it's these critics, man, they'd rather tear you down than build you up, brother.
Why doesn't a critic be like, hey, you know what, you might want to try this for your movie?
Yeah.
They don't ever be like, hey, Last Jedi, why don't you, like, get in Shannon Elizabeth in there as a Holdo. that might be a better casting choice. Wink, wink.
Let's not say anything bad about Holdo, brother.
No, I'm good with Holdo. I like how people are I'm not gonna say anything about Laura Dern because some people really defend her a lot.
Yeah. But
she looked old, man. She looked old in Jurassic Park 1, and
She's an always old.
That's the point. Nothing against her. Yeah. She is a talent. Like, I like her, but she's an always old. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people love her.
You're not putting her in a... She would be just fine in Las Vegas. Let's just say that.
That might be the fucking most brutal said thing today. Jesus Christ, man. You know, my thoughts on Laura Dern, well, in the company of Morgan Freeman and Kevin Kline. She'd fit right in.
I was thinking she'd fit in with Red Foo.
See, that's another thing. Like, what if you're in the Academy and you're the guy that shows up? He's like, well, I like Las Vegas. Have we considered that?
Yeah, they just laugh you out of there.
Oh, God, humiliating. So you have to be like, oh, you know, I like this boring ass.
Yeah, it's like movie. A race to the bottom of how boring the movies you like are.
That's so fucking smart. Oh, my God, yeah. That's. What can I tell you, man? That's the Oscars, brother.
That's the Oscars, so yeah, I got Oscar fever for sure.
Yeah, same, me too. I can't wait to see who wins, dude. I can't wait.
I'm going to be tuning in. I'm going to have it on all night long. Oscar party.
Yeah, Oscar party, yeah.
I got the office pool. Everybody, you know,
yeah.
In the office.
Oh, God.
We're all, because you got to get around the water cooler.
You got to get around the water cooler and be like, you believe this thing won? I didn't think Maestro was that good.
Is that one of the movies?
Maestro's, I don't know if it's one of the movies, but like, I think, like, when I heard people talking about it, like, at my office, at business, I was like, I think it was the same thing. Maybe it's my own insecurities, but it was like, people didn't want to say anything bad about it, but they sure as shit didn't have anything good to say.
Yeah, they're like, well, it was really interesting the way it made me think.
Yeah, I think Maestro. I think it's like what Maestro, Poor Things.
Maestro. Let's look up the best picture.
Let's look up. Let's do the Oscar special.
Okay.
The Oscars. Better late than never.
Yeah.
I like how we found a better.
Welcome to
solution.
The Oscar nomination episode, everybody.
Newt Gunray is still the Viceroy of the Trade Federation.
Newt Gunray's influence extends farther than the stars.
I gotta get that one.
It's a 1970
All right,
Charger.
Here we go. Are you ready for Best Picture nominees?
Yeah, Best Picture.
Yeah, all right. Should we start at the... No, I don't want to do every single Oscar nomination.
Yeah, yeah, let's not do that. Let's get like the big quickie.
Yeah, we'll do Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress. Call it a day.
Okay, call it a day. All right,
best,
I like that.
Best Picture, American Fiction. No, I mean, I saw it. It's great.
American Fiction?
Yeah, know that's, all about it.
That's the name of a movie?
Yeah.
That sounds like a category.
All of these, isn't it? Yeah. Anatomy of a Fall. Well, you start on your feet and end up on your tuchus.
Anatomy of a Fall. Relatable, because we've all been there and we've all fell.
Yeah. Barbie.
No. Yeah.
That's the one. They always got to throw in a movie just for, you know, like the normal people who've actually seen one of them. They're like, oh, Barbie wins.
Yes, because you want to be invested in it. Hold on. This is the cast for Anatomy of a Fall.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel Tice.
Okay, I love him.
Antoine Reynaud.
Huge, huge star.
Camille Rutherford.
Yeah, love Camille.
Jenny Beth.
Jenny
as,
Beth.
As March. Bullshit. What is this fucking?
This is some garbage. Right
nah, here. No thank you. No thank. Oh, is this a French movie?
No one French is named Jenny.
Yeah, but it's Jenny with an H.
Oh, then maybe Jenny.
Jenny. Yeah. Okay. This is No thank this you.
This one is a stinker, as far as I'm concerned.
Whatever. Right. I don't give a.
Me neither.
Yeah.
The holdovers, more like the leftovers.
Yay! What's the holdovers?
I don't know.
Oh, we're talking about Holdo earlier.
Oh yeah, Admiral Holdovers.
The Admiral. Is it funny?
I doubt
it's Paul Giamatti, bro.
Oh, okay, that's got to be my pick for the win then.
Yeah, I'd like to give Paul Giamatti best Oscar.
Yeah, best Oscar to Paul Giamatti. we got Killers of the Flower Moon. That's the one with Leo DiCaprio and that raggedy old mummy Martin Scorsese's movie.
I don't like Marvel. I don't like Marvel. I got Thor 2 on Blu-ray. I didn't like it. Ooh, I'm so stuffy. Ooh.
Cinema.
It's just not good.
How does Martin Scorsese sound like?
Yeah, that is what he sounds like.
Oh, boo-hoo. It made me cry.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like, man. All right, we got Maestro. That's got to be good because he's a maestro.
Oh, yeah, that sounds dope as shit. What's Maestro?
Yeah, it's probably sick, dude.
It's probably sick. Like, it's like a fucking
he's
master.
Like a guy who like
master of his art. Like a master assassin?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, so that's pretty good. Oh, it's got Bradley Cooper.
Fucking Hangover?
Yeah.
Shit.
And Rocket Raccoon. It's also got, who else has it got in it? Looks like it was produced by Scorsese.
Okay, but like that doesn't mean anything.
No, it's just, like, hey, you want some money? Make this movie.
Sofia Vergara has like a Rooms to Go furniture line. And she has more input in that furniture line than Scorsese has in this, you know. Hey, also, how would Bradley Cooper work with that? You know, he's trashed his movies.
Yeah. Yeah. So must not have any self-respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's working with a Marvel guy.
Yeah. All right. That movie sounds whack.
Yeah, it does kind of a little whack.
Oppenheimer. Who cares? Didn't see it. I know it was Barbenheimer. I think they should win together because that was the movie event of the summer.
Yeah, but like, man, Oppenheimer.
Split the win. Yeah.
Oppenheimer just didn't connect, dude. Like, the jokes. Like,
not funny?
Not like Einstein was there, but like.
He wasn't sticking his tongue out riding a bicycle around?
No, he wasn't.
That movie called Past Lives.
Past Lives.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This sounds epic, dude.
Okay.
It follows two childhood friends over the course of 24 years while they contemplate the nature of their relationship as they grow apart.
That's sad.
That sounds so cool. That
Very
sounds exciting.
Very shagadelic, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound shagadelic.
Yeah.
Hold on. Then there's your movie, Poor Things.
Molly, 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 Molly.
Sorry.
That's all good.
What was my movie? Poor. Sorry, no, I interrupted you.
Yeah, Poor Things. That's your
Poor Things. Your hey, yeah. I got an Oscar winner, brother.
Yeah.
It's like a horse in the race, brother. Do I get any money on the line here?
And then I think this is probably the winner. The Zone of Interest. It says it's interesting right in the name.
It's piqued my interest.
Yeah. You had my interest. Now you have my zone. Yeah. Oh, man, this movie doesn't sound funny at all.
Zone of Interest. All right.
No, it's about a Nazi
commandant. Oh, I know the Zone of Interest. It is not exactly a...
Not a laugh riot?
No, it's not a...
No.
No, it's a very serious... I don't remember what it's about, but I remember it was serious. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk best actor in a leading role. You ready? Yeah.
Have you ever had sex before?
No. We got Bradley Cooper in Maestro. See, if you direct the movie, you can't also star in the movie.
Yeah, like LeBron James can't coach and then play the game, bro.
Like, what are you gonna do? Like, hey, Bradley, can you do that again?
Oh, good yes, input. Sir. Good input, yeah.
Boy, you're the best director I've ever had, Bradley.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
Oh, you're, man, you're as good an actor as there could be.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like, I don't know, like Sydney Sweeney on SNL. They had her do, like, a Hooters sketch.
Mm-hmm.
How is that allowed? Like, somebody like a writer's like, this would be really funny.
It's not about the jokes when it's Sydney Sweeney.
This would be really funny. Like, it's ironic, everybody. It's ironic. Like, I'm doing this as a bit. I'm horny as a bit, everybody.
All right. Your favorite actor and my favorite actor.
Yes.
Colman Domingo.
Colman Domingo. Hey, you know what? Yeah. I do know who he is, actually. How about that?
Do you?
Yeah, he was in Fear of the Walking Dead, season one.
Oh, okay. Well, he's up for a best actor for the movie Rustin.
See, I don't know much about that movie. Rustin?
Yeah, I'm rusting into my seat the way this movie is.
Rustin, like an inn, like INN.
No, it's like it must be like it's like Justin, but with an R.
Oh, Rustin.
Yeah. I mean, Rustin.
I mean, like if you're in a show like Fear the Walking Dead or Game of Thrones, you can't win Oscars, bro. Like that's just like you already did some stupid shit, bro. You can't win an Oscar, man. Like
this guy can win an Oscar, but Tony Stark can't win an Academy Award.
No, right? See, that's like and Colman Domingo is very talented. I hope he does win, but like just in general, like you can't do like fucking a wacky movie, like a comedy movie. Like, you can't be peeking through a fucking closet and, like, and have, like, underwear on your head. And then, like, you do a movie. Like, as an actor, you can't, like, play one part and then say, oh, no, that wasn't me. Now I'm a nuclear scientist.
Yeah. Now, you knew me as zombie-bitten lunatic number 5, but now I'm Rustin.
No, because I already know who you were before. You know, it feels like deceit.
It is deceit. Well, an acting is lying, of course.
Yeah, well, that's why that's what puts me off a little bit to the whole process.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It's deceiving.
Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Because I saw Emma Stone in Superbad.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I saw her as Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
We got Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers.
Okay, so he's probably being funny, though.
Yeah, that's got to be good, because if it was nominated for Best Picture and Best Actor, I mean, that seems like a pretty strong argument for him.
Interesting
right?
choice to choose an entire movie for Best Actor.
Mm-hmm.
Found that to be an interesting choice.
It's a great movie.
So the winner of Best Actor is The Holdovers?
Yeah. That's one of the best actors I've ever seen.
It's like Barton Fink wins the best actor.
We got Cillian Murphy, the meme man himself.
Cillian Murphy is how you pronounce it here.
I don't know.
The fucking British people, bro. They corrected me once. I was like, yeah, that's Cillian Murphy. Was better than Ty. He's like, oh, it's pronounced Cillian. I'm like, oh, okay. Go fuck yourself.
But you don't disagree with my other argument, though.
What?
That he was better in Time.
No, I don't disagree with that.
No, I mean, they didn't.
They're too stupid, bro. Fuck.
Yeah, they don't know shit. Yeah. And then Jeffrey Wright from American Fiction. Jeffrey Wright, that's a guy who does not have the juice to me.
Feels wrong.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wright, what's he done?
He was in, the Robert Pattinson Batman.
Yes.
He was Commissioner Gordon.
See, I like the other Commissioner Gordon in the fucking Christian Bale movies. That guy was great.
Yeah, he looked good enough.
It's like J. Jonah Jameson fucking guy. Like,
yeah, keep him in.
Keep him in! Like, what the fucking difference does it make?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Jeffrey Wright, so he's... Oh, Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah.
He was in the Hunger Games.
He was in 007.
Oh, he does the gadgets.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do the gadgets.
The gadget's somebody else. It's like a nerd.
Yeah, he's Bond's buddy. He's like, hey, Bond, you're in a hell of a lot of trouble.
I think Bond knows that quite well, man. It's like fucking Ethan Scott fucking and Bing Rames. Like, you're in a whole lot of trouble, Ethan. No shit, yeah. Man. He's being fired at, dude. You fucking hacker.
He's crashing a helicopter into a mountain.
I don't advise this, Ethan.
No, it's not smart. The best actress, it's just more of the same, man. These movies are... I'm running out of juice talking about
it. I know, bro. It's draining your juice, man. It's got you on life support. I gotta get a fucking... I gotta replace your IV with a catheter at some point here.
Yeah, give me a bag of plasma.
Yeah, get this man some juice. Some CCs of juice. Stat.
Yeah, give me a little juice, brother.
Oh, man. You do love the juice.
Those Academy Awards is whack, dude.
It's fucking whack. I think
those are probably the worst Academy Awards of all time.
I agree. You know, what happened in the 2020 ones? Because, like, the only real movies that were out were Bloodshot and this movie with Salma Hayek that was, like, a comedy movie.
Eternals.
No, it was... Shut up, bitch. No, I forgot what it was. But there's only like three movies in 2020 is my point.
Yeah, let me see. We'll look this up.
I mean, any movie... I know they probably just went with a bunch of bullshit is my point.
Oh, you know what? Best actor? Yeah, it was bullshit. Best actor in 2020 was Joker. Joker himself won the best actor.
Okay. All right, well, there we go.
One of the wackest movies that's ever
that
been
was
made.
Whack. That movie was whack. It was gray.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about that.
But it was very good because of capitalism.
Oh yeah, it was really good. It was, you know, really said a lot about the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Joker.
Dude.
Yeah.
Movies are. Oh, but you know what? Because the 2020 was about the
2019.
Yeah, so we gotta look at the 2021.
See, that's how they trick you.
Yeah, best picture. It's like magazines. You know, the magazine always says the month behind on the cover. Best film of 2021, Nomadland.
You know what I found interesting about Nomadland?
Nothing.
I've only seen the adverts. So it started a dialogue to switch the term homeless to houseless.
Oh, well, that solved the problem.
I might be coming from a place of ignorance because I've never had that situation. So I'm 100% coming from a place of ignorance. I just don't quite get why one is better because I feel like they both don't indicate a good situation.
It seems like, yeah, it's kind of like if I saw you getting... Sorry about that. I just fell out of my wheelchair. if I saw you getting beat up on the street by some guys, and instead of helping you, I just said, hey man, you're a cool dude, and then I walked away.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You're still getting beat up. You're just like, well, I'm a cool dude, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like what? Like, it's like saying like, oh, I'm not broke, I'm poor. That's, neither is good.
Yeah.
But like, that's the key. I don't know. Somebody's going to yell. But like, I just don't know. I just don't know.
I'm confident that I don't think that's a helpful thing to do.
I don't
think. You know,
I
think you can call me whatever you want. Just give me a damn home to live in.
Yeah, help me out a little bit. Give me some bucks. Call me whatever the fuck you want. Throw some bucks my way.
Yeah.
I'm getting excited
for some bucks your way, the elite.
Yeah, you getting excited for Dynasty?
Yeah, man, I'm getting excited for all of it. It's coming up on a man. There's some upcoming shows I can't wait to see.
Yeah. I mean, Tony Storm's been great lately. Mariah May as well, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent between those two.
If they ever fought, I'd try to separate them. I'd get in the middle and say, stop it. This isn't like you two. And they were like fighting, and then like I get caught up and they roll around, you know, and I'm like Bugs Bunny and like that dirt thing where like the people are fighting and there's like all the dirt and like the pow, 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 but I'm just in the middle of it.
If I was the referee, I'd want to get as close a look as possible.
Because you're doing your job.
Yeah, I'd say I got to make sure your shoulders are all the way on.
You can't make any mistakes. No. You got to be you're a professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I got to call it right down the middle.
Favorite part.
I probably have to make sure neither of them have any foreign objects.
Oh,
stashed.
You know what? You got to, you know, it's just your due diligence, you know?
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
That's the right thing to do, you know? It's the right thing to do, and it doesn't feel wrong.
No.
This is terrible.
Hey, don't thank me. It's my job.
It's my job. Damn, they should get you for special guest referee.
Man, I would be a great special guest referee. I like when a big slam happens and the referee jumps up in the air. Like, whoa.
Yeah, well, it's smart because they don't want to feel the reverberations.
No, that way you don't get all like jumbled around.
Right, you don't want to fall to the bottom.
And it's like if you jump on an elevator, that way you don't go anywhere.
I don't know. I don't believe that.
That's like damn true.
Is that like an urban legend of like, oh, if like an elevator drops and it's going down, you got to jump at the last second?
Yeah, and then it hits the ground and you just land so effortlessly.
I don't believe that.
It's damn true, man.
It's not
true. You know what? Actually, I was reading about it. If you're in an elevator and it's fallen, you're okay because there's all that air that gets pushed down. You know, it's like if you ever put like a. You know, have you ever gotten those water guns where you scoop up the water and then you push it out real hard?
Wait, the water gun's that what?
It's like a tube inside of another tube and you put the end in and then you pull the inner tube out so like the water gets sucked inside of it.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah, it would be a lot cooler if you knew.
I know it would be. It sounds cool.
Well, anyway, that's what an elevator's like. You can't get squished because all the air at the bottom adds you down.
Oh, shit. Hey, that's like legit smart as fuck, bro. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that's why I can't wait to be in an elevator where cables collapse, everyone's freaking out, and I'm just standing there looking cool. I'd lean back with my arms crossed, and all the people would be freaking out, and I'd go, first time.
Why were Anakin and... Well, I guess it's a different elevator when, like, Anakin and Obi-Wan were in it.
Dude, I love those guys.
They're fucking great, bro. They're no Oscars for them, though.
No, yeah, because the Oscars aren't about what the people want. It's about what the Academy wants.
The Academy wants. The same old shit. We know. Trust me, we know. Oh, man. Yeah. Fucking bullshit, man.
It is bullshit.
Any plans for the month of March that we're in, big man?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, March, it's a big one. It's the third month of the year, and it's one of the months to ever exist.
You know, I've I got work now, you know, I don't want to go too much into that, you know, that's personal.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like Island Franklin's now Office Franklin.
So yeah,
it's just like I got to work Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I look on the calendar and I got to work the day after that and the day after that. And I'm just thinking, well, wait a second.
When do you get your you time?
Supposedly Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, but then you got to do other stuff.
Yeah, well, I got my other things to do, and then it's just like I don't have any time. And then Sunday's here, and then like, oh, hey, no, you have to go to work tomorrow. And like, it's just the whole thing, and it's like, well, this doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, there's no other job where I'd say, well, that's well done if you have to keep doing it forever.
Yeah. There's been a failure here.
To my house, and I say, hey, you got to take down this tree. And he says, okay, I'll take this down this tree, but it's going to be 40 hours a week for the next 40 years. I'd say, are you an idiot?
I got no argument for that. I got no argument for that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why do I got to do this? Like... I mean, what I'm
figure out a way to get this taken care of, and we'll just get it all done, and that's the end.
And give me my yearly salary, and we'll come back. So the thing is, like, see, that's the trick, though, Howard. See, that guy has other trees he has to do.
Oh, I guess yeah, that's true. So if you had another office to go to,
well, it's not another office. It's like other clients ask things.
Yeah.
So like, there's always a client who needs something. You know, I'll leave it at that.
So we got rid of the clients.
No, because then without them, I don't got the paper money.
Oh, paper money.
Yeah, that's how I stuff my pockets.
Yeah, why don't you get a credit card, and then when you spend a bunch of money on it, then you get another credit card, pay off the first credit card with that one.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Go forever.
Dumbasses, wake up. It's so easy. You don't need to be working.
Did you see Hangman Page dropped another dumbass?
I saw he dropped another dumbass, and I loved it. I don't remember the context. Hey, you didn't pin me, dumbass!
That's a cool that guy now. I didn't used to think it was that cool. And
that's
I think it's
cool.
One of the coolest guys ever.
Yeah.
It's new year, new me, dumbass.
It's like, oh, I'm a dumbass. You can't recover from that, bro. There's a few things we talked about, like suck my dick. You can't recover from, right?
Yeah, no, you can't.
You guys just like Samoa Joe, suck my dick.
You're like, no, like you're done.
I found a new one though.
What's that?
All right, so you know, in a promo, say, hey, you know, Samoa Joe, you know, you're nothing but a, nothing but a pussy.
Yeah, that would fuck him up, dude.
You're a pussy.
You're a pussy, sir.
You're just a pussy. I don't care. You're a pussy. Leave me alone. That's what I would say. Say Samoa Joe, leave me alone.
Leave me alone, you bully.
Yeah. Leave me the fuck alone and get your own life, asshole. That's what I would say. You're obsessed with me.
You're some kind of pussy or something.
Yeah. Go to hell and leave me alone. Okay. That's what I'd say.
You know what I was thinking the other day is I would love for a wrestling feud to end where the bad guy has been really evil, like you know, Big Boss Man circa evil.
Yeah.
And then he when he loses, he's just like, oh my god, what have I done? Like, what have I become?
I mean, yeah, say, well, you know, we could both agree I did some things, you did some things, and you know, yada, yada, yada.
Like, I got to take some time off and think about myself. Like, my parents didn't raise me to act this way. I know my right from wrong.
That's what happened to Sting.
It did, in real life.
Yeah, he's like, I got to retire. What am I doing? Like,
Sting's gonna come back, man.
Dude, you know what? I liked his last match.
Yeah.
And, like, I think I'm a fan now, but, like, he retired. Like, I've never been a Sting fan until now, and now he's retired. I don't know how to feel about it.
You never were a Sting fan?
I liked him as a surfer, but I didn't like that Crow shit because that was dark-sided.
Oh, yeah, you don't like the dark-sided.
I don't like it. I don't like Main Event Mafia.
Yeah.
Because, like, what are you, the Mafia, bro? Get the fuck. Get out of here, bro.
That's dark-sided, too.
It is dark-sided, bro. That's the stuff Scorsese's always... Oh, we don't want to learn about superheroes. We want to watch mobsters.
That guy lives in the mud.
He lives in the mud. And that's it's just he just flings it's mud slinging for him, right?
He's a mudslinger.
He's just like slinging mud and like, "Oh, this movie's bad." Because they're not talking about like, "Oh, The Departed's good. Infinity War's bad."
Yeah. Oh, because The Departed has mobs.
Yeah.
The Departed has mobs, but you know what? Yeah. You know who had the biggest mob of all? Thanos.
Fucking, that's a mob right there. You think Tony Soprano's going to come by there? Hey, that like he would fucking get obliterated.
Yeah. What do you think he's going to do against the Obsidian Maw?
He's going to shoot him. He's going to get a gun.
Obsidian Maw's going to be like, "This is a great honor for you. Yeah. Killed by me."
Oh, a trinket.
Obsidian Maw is an old ass man, dude.
I mean, did but you? He's tough. Yeah, I mean tough that's Thanos's right. Ebony Maw.
Yeah, Ebony Maw.
Obsidian is.
Obsidian Black or something.
I don't know the Marvels that well, but you know.
I don't remember Thanos's goons' names. I know Ebony Maw.
He had a big boy though.
Yeah, he did have a big boy. And he had one that like was equal to everyone because he had the chick who could fight Black Widow.
Right, right. I like how Thanos is like, "I don't want to get canceled now, you guys. Like, I gotta find somebody else to like beat up Black Widow. I can't do it. Like, it's a bad look. Like, I can't hit a woman here."
All right, I'm gonna tell you that. Okay, yeah, the big guy was named Corvus Glaive. No, Corvus Glaive was the little like jumpy guy. Ebony Maw was the magic guy. Corvus Glaive was the one who fought Cap.
And Corvus Glaive is the one who, like, died in Infinity War. And like, Homegirl, like, his girlfriend or something, was like, "Oh, you'll regret this one."
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't... Yeah. Like, there was, like, a little, like, a thing there. They didn't really capitalize it on it much. But, like, she wasn't happy. And I guess they were having sex in the pussy.
Yeah, he was in her... pussy.
Oh, God.
And then the chick was Proxima Midnight.
Ooh. I don't know. That's like an erotic name. I didn't mean to get turned on there.
Midnight. Yeah, she was kind of hot.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, there was like a little something there for sure.
Yeah.
You know, all the leather. You know, why is leather the sexy clothes?
Because that's like, people kind of like if a lady can beat you up, I think.
But I mean, in general, like, why is leather the material that we associate most with sex?
Because, I said, man, a lady who wears it can beat
a
you
lady
up.
Who, okay, because, okay, so it's like, because we want to get beat up, right?
Yeah. Like, a little bit, we want to get beat up by a lady.
Yeah, I mean.
That's why I'd be risking my life to be the referee between Tony Storm and Mariah May.
You would be risking your life, you know what? And I would never allow you to do that. I would take your place. I would go as tribute. Okay.
You could be in there, but then I'd be outside of the ring and I'd just be making sure Sky Blue doesn't get involved.
right.
That's my special guest enforcer. Stick away. Stay away, Sky Blue. I don't want to have to grab you.
Okay. All right. I lost track. I'm sorry.
What? Don't push it. You embarrass me.
It's me to myself right now.
Yeah.
Oh man, hey man, beautiful women out there. That's all I could say. Like, what? You ever just think that sometimes, big man?
I do. I think, man, they're all so beautiful in their minds.
Beautiful men too.
Yeah, beautiful men.
Beautiful men. Hey, we haven't given it to the men today, have we?
No. Yeah, this hasn't been. Well, you know, we were doing it for the ladies today.
Hey, ladies, this one's for you.
Yeah.
Enjoy this one, gals. I think you'll find. It's quite tasteful, and, you know, you'll appreciate it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with this one.
Nah, this is good stuff.
Remember there was some tweet, and it was, like, a picture of Sky Blue, and it was, like, of her, you know, of her bottom. Mm-hmm. And everybody was, quote, tweeting it, being like, damn, and some guy was, like, he was like, "Oh, you've never seen a woman before?" Whatever. It was like, man...
Yeah.
Like, not like this, brother.
Did Sky Blue go over to that man's house and go on a date with him afterwards for that lovely...
It's so funny because, like, she was the one who posted the picture in the first place. It wasn't like she was like, oh, like, guys, be cool, you know?
Hey, guys, be cool. Yeah, she's like, hey, yeah, I know, I got it.
Don't look at my bottom.
Yeah, no, this guy was like, stop it.
Damn it, can't you treat her with respect? Like, well, yeah, we can, but also, I mean, I got eyes, sir.
Oh, gosh. Oh, we got a mutual who's always on Jade's IG comments. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's just, man. Sometimes I'll see the it'll be like, oh, Jade just posted a photo. Oh. Homeboy just commented on it immediately. Like, he's like, see, that dude might have like the fucking monitor setup kind of thing. I'm not gonna say his name. Like, I'm not.
No,
gonna
I know
that.
Who you're talking about. You though, know, but I'm talking about. Yeah, that's like, it's like the sleeves video.
It's like the sleeves video. Well, it's more like Inspector Gadget or the Dr. Claw guy.
Oh yeah, Dr. Claw.
Dr. Claw of porno, with porno. God.
I love Dr. Claw, man. Do you think we're going to get a new... Because they did the Matthew Broderick Inspector Gadget. Are we going to get another Inspector Gadget? Like a gritty...
Ooh, like a gritty reboot of Inspector Gadget. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Like a different... Like a re... Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Like
action-packed Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. Ed Helms would be good.
He would be good.
He's
actually
just so goofy and, like lanky.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he'd be a good Inspector Gadget. Yeah, it'd just be called Gadget, though.
Yeah. Gadget.
Gadget. Yeah, Ed Helms would be fine, Inspector Gadget. I mean, there's all these properties now. I think, you know...
Everything's on the table now, after Barbie and shit, right?
Like, do you even think, like, I feel like the Nickelodeon stuff is kind of that untapped. Like, I just thought, like... Why isn't Wes Anderson doing a Pete and Pete?
Oh, dude, that would seriously be legit, man.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have much faith in the man.
You're not a big Wes Anderson guy.
You know what? I have to apologize to you because I realized when I was making fun of Asteroid City, I realized that that's like Asteroid City is like Black Panther for white people. So I do apologize.
Yeah, yeah. It was like representation.
Finally, an ensemble cast with Ethan Hawke's
daughter.
Jeffrey
Wright was in that, actually, speaking of.
Oh, okay.
That's a black guy right there.
Jesus
so that's
cool. Christ. Anyways.
And there was some Asian people in there, I think.
I don't remember Asteroid City, to be perfectly honest with you.
You can't wake up if you don't go to sleep.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they all say that at the end a bunch of times.
It's like
and
a play too, though.
Robbie. Yeah, it's like a play.
Oh, fuck out of here.
Within
bro.
A play.
I paid to see a movie, not a play.
Hey, I came to play.
Hey, Miz. Sick. I like, oh, dude, that's another thing. People are like, oh, man, Miz and Tommaso Ciampa had a good match. Like,
yeah, oh, Miz fucking low key ate with
fuck
that.
Out of here, bro. Don't fucking tell me, like, I don't, like, even if he is good now, and, like, it's not out of the realm of possibilities, if you've been, like, whatever for 20 years and now you're good, I truly cannot care.
You, like we've said, it's not that hard to be good at wrestling.
No. No. Stomping on the apron, clapping for your tag team partner.
You get hit, and then you act like he pulled your hair, and then you go into the, around the crowd and you like yell at a kid like shut up.
You rip the sign. It really I mean look
yeah.
if
oh
FTR
yeah you
can
rip
do
the
it,
sign
if
yeah.
FTR can fucking do it and be considered
anybody
great
can.
Anybody
yeah.
fucking can put on some panties, do a fucking slam and elbow drop and then like flick off the crowd.
Or you come out, you say, you idiots don't even deserve to see me wrestle,
and they'll say like what.
Yeah, hey, boo.
Hey, Samoa Joe. Fuck you.
Hey, pull out your panties.
Hey, Samoa Joe. Those aren't tights. You look like you're wearing a big pair of panties.
It'd be humiliating.
These are, like, what do you say to that? These are panties or tights.
No, actually, they're for wrestling in. I would be honestly, like, stand-up comedy or wrestling or anything like that. I'd be so bad at dealing with hecklers.
Yeah, because they're the ones who are like, they're like...
This bozo over here.
Yeah, I'd be like, you are.
Yeah. Yeah, so get off the stage, you hack.
I'd be like, all right.
Well, yeah, I was going to in like 3 minutes. Not because of you.
I don't have a lot of material.
So. I had mostly crowd work for the rest of this, but I see that's not going so well. So
I'm uploading my crowd work to TikTok.
That's honestly what a lot of comedians do.
Yeah, I know.
It's just you do see
people are like, "Hey, anyone here work in the advertising industry? Oh yeah, what do you advertise? Dick sucking?" Yeah.
You know, ads, it's like, you know, it's like you want people to buy something.
Yeah. I already want to buy stuff.
Yeah, like, you don't have to tell me. Like, you don't got to show me fucking, you know, like, a billboard with a movie on it. Like, you know?
Like, what I love buying stuff, man. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Fucking going to the mall, I have so much to buy.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff to buy every day.
You know what I was thinking about? I was watching Alex Abrahantes, one of your guys.
Yeah.
That guy looks like somebody who loves going to the mall more than any human being out there.
Yeah. Like, if you ever discover there's people on, like, you'll find them online, and they're, like, really into, like, a thing that you never knew anybody was super into. And they're just like, this is, like, the best mall ever. It's got three stories. It's got a food court to the north. It's got a food court to the south. And it's got an Auntie Anne's, like, downstairs.
Yes.
And you're like, man, like, I didn't know, like, people were, like, rowdy for the mall like that. But
like,
that's cool.
That dude, his favorite part of traveling is not, like, seeing, like, what different cities have to offer. It's just seeing how the malls are slightly different than the other ones. Like, they don't have the G-Shock counter here. They have it all the way over there.
The Ruby Tuesdays here have the most unreal way they seat people waiting for a table.
Like, you can't just sit anywhere. You have to ask somebody who's, like, standing behind this, like, block. This, like, you know, podium. But they're not like, a speaker. They just have, like, menus there. And, like, they tell you where to sit.
Yeah. It's sick.
It's low-key, kind of weird, but pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, check it out. Whenever you're in Tampa, check out their TGA Fridays.
I will say there is a fine ranking within chain restaurants, but
of course, you know, of course. But it's just a nuance, when people are like, when it's their hobby. I mean, it's not quite the same, but it's close to how I feel about roller coaster enthusiasts who are like traveling all over the world to go on a roller coaster. That to me, and I'm the ignorant one, of course. Yeah, here,
of course.
But to me, I don't really see why you'd want to fly all the way to Dubai, go on a roller coaster that can't be that much different from one that's in. You know, Illinois or something.
Yeah, right. You've had it out for roller coaster people for a while now.
Yeah, I fucking hate those guys.
You've had it out. Like, that's an agenda.
They're wasting their time.
So they're it's like, you need to face facts and get a job already. Stop this.
Yeah, get a real hobby.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not allowed to have fun. You know, I have a job to do. You can't be doing fun things for your job if I'm not.
You can have the kind of fun I want you to have.
Yeah, that is essentially it. And that's what it comes down to, man. Like,
yeah, but everybody does that to some extent.
Oh,
I
of
just
course.
Know
I'm not
that I do it.
You. No.
No. I don't care.
My handler and I they were telling me about like water parks. Here, and I just thought, there's no water parks in fucking England. That makes zero fucking sense. But they got an indoor one, right?
Oh, okay.
They got an indoor one, and there is some pretty fucking weird shit there. I mean, not weird, but just, like, it's wild. There's, like, a UFO one where you just kind of, like, get plopped down in the center after spinning around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's some cool, there's an indoor, I think it's called Water World, actually. I don't know where it is. Do not ask me, but
yeah, it's over there somewhere.
In Waterworld UK. Let me look that up. Oh, Waterworld Leisure Resort, indoor tropical aqua park. It's in Staffordshire.
Oh, okay.
Hey, yeah. Open today till 5 o'clock.
Here we go.
Yeah, waterworld.co.uk.
Ouch.
I don't want to give up my location at any point in my life for just the stalkers out there, but I will be going to this at some point. So unless you're going every day looking for Franklin,
you're not going to find him.
You're not going to find him unless you pick the same day I pick in the same time of the year.
But how will they even know it's you?
That's right. I'll have my hair wet, so they'll have to think twice.
Yeah, you're gonna look like Brooke Shields in 1985.
That's right. They got the hurricane. Are you ready to feel the force of a hurricane? As you descend at a speed of 17 miles per hour with its slide lightning effects?
That's pretty fast.
Yeah. So 17 mile per hour is
It's slow for a car, but it's fast for a sliding.
Yeah, exactly. Twister, white knuckle ride. I mean, there's a lot here, big man. There's a lot. Yeah. And there's a map, too, so I won't get lost.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, there's a big map. I could see where I am by the orange slide. and the big, So, I don't know, man. I'm just happy, man. I'm going to be going to a water park soon, indoors, so I can do an echo.
Damn good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can do an echo.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you won't get all, the wind won't blow on you and make you cold.
No, it won't go.
No. You'll, like, hug your arms to yourself.
And they got a beautiful restaurant and cafe.
Well, that sounds pretty good, man. I'm glad you're going to a water park.
So. Yeah, I don't know when, but they got some, let's see. So let me look
whatever
at their menu.
You damn well want.
Yeah, I mean, I have to take, like, I have to ask my, like, boss and shit, but, like.
Whenever.
So they have the Edge platter. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, Twister fries, Southern fried chicken, onion rings, and garlic bread for 18 quid.
Hey, that's not bad. A quid.
Yeah.
Is a quid, like, 5 pounds?
No, a quid's just a pound.
Oh, because that sounds like quad.
I know, like, dude. Fuck. I was here so long before I learned that. It's the same. It's like calling a dollar a buck.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they have Twister fries.
I'm gonna start calling dollars a quid.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Hey.
Yeah. So, no, I'm excited, man. They got milkshakes.
I drink your milkshake. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was an Oscar.
Is that an Oscar?
I don't know.
Oh, they have an option in the menu called Healthier Options, Jacket Potato Meal Deal.
Well, that does sound healthy.
It's a salad and a regular drink with two choices of fillings, tuna, beans, cheese, chili, or coleslaw. Jesus Christ, that is miserable.
Tuna and beans, please.
Fucking tuna, beans, and a jacket potato. I assume it's inside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this place can be kind of weird sometimes, bro. I mean, gonna lie.
Yeah, there's. I mean, it's a cultural thing.
It is a cultural thing.
Cultures. It's a culture thing.
Yeah.
Well, Franklin, should we call that a day's work,
let's wrap it up. We're done. That's it. That's it. We're done. Ladies, I know you appreciated this one.
I called your show high.
Oh, wait. I think I got it still. Well, I don't know if I could share that one. I'll have to do it in post.
Wait, did you see Stephen A. gave some RIPs to the man who made Dragon Ball Z's?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Classy
people,
move.
People were making fun of him for not knowing how to pronounce it, but the only reason I know how to pronounce it is because I had a friend who got into Dragon Ball Z for a little bit, and I'd go to his house after school, and he was watching it.
So you knew how to pronounce it.
Yeah, but that, I mean, not because I wanted to.
No, it wasn't your choice.
Yeah, it was just if I wanted to hang out, I had to watch 30 minutes of the most boring show that's ever existed.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No, man. Every episode, they're just like, I'm gonna punch you! Ah!
Oh,
and then
that's
annoying. Just scream for like 20 minutes and then the episode ends. And then the next episode, maybe he punches him.
Fuck out of here, bro. Man, I don't... I don't know why people like vouch for that show, bro. And like, they're just kind of committed to like a bad show. You know,
they're cool looking little guys, man. I like the way they look.
Yeah, but like, I don't like what's going on in the story.
No, I mean, you know what? If you got a Nintendo 3DS, check out the Dragon Ball Z video game. It's pretty fun.
You're on that 3DS kick still, huh?
Yeah, I've been playing Switch a bit more lately. If anybody is out there, I'm going to plug it. If anybody's out there, they got a Animal Crossing. I need to get some fruits from your island. So
you need some bells.
Yeah, I need some bells. I need some turnips.
You can ask my wife, I'm sure.
Gotta beat the shit out of Tom Nook and rob him.
I know there's some like creatures there, and like I'm trying to remember their name. So there's like what are some of the names of the Animal Crossing? Like, you know, there's like a
like the villagers.
Yeah, the villagers.
Oh, there's like Flora, Isabel. She's my friend. Oh yeah, Isabel. She's like the like kind of like administrative assistant of like the hostess. Island, yeah, yeah.
It's like at Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, everybody.
All right, good shit, everybody. Well, that's what I tell you, buddy. That's good shit.
Yeah. Good shit to them. This was good.
It's good. Good. Enjoy it. You got an episode. What are you doing, huh?
Yeah. What do you want from us?
What more do you want? We gave you an episode. No, we'll be back at it again, you know, and
we sure will.
Yeah, we'll have the soundboard.
Summer's coming, so my schedule might free up a little bit, if nothing else.
Hey, we'll stay cool for the summer.
Yeah. Cruel summer.
Yeah. All right, I stopped.
And stopped.
Yeah,
all right.
It's been stopped.
The Culture Show. Ha! So guess what? Goodbye!